What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Ben Hall sitting in for Joe LaCroix, and Ben, that is so appropriate right now because that's exactly what the Birds have been doing lately. Balling. You know, I said it before, Ed, they kind of wondered whether or not this team would kind of take on the identity of the 2022 O's, under 500 heading to the trade deadline. And then after the trade deadline, people start taking their proper position, their proper places, and maybe you get a little bit more momentum. And as the season goes along, you're bringing some of these young fellas up. It kind of it's starting right now to resemble that 2022 season where their roles are identified. Jordan Westberg is who went down yesterday. Thank goodness it was an ankle and not a knee. Yeah. That could have been a knee.
Mm-hmm.
He started to play third base every day, not second, not third, not DH. He's playing third base. You know, you're starting to see these roles identified a lot more. Kobe Mayo, for the most part, is playing first every night. He was off last night. That's to get Ryan Mountcastle in the lineup, and I get that. But I love what I'm seeing right now from this baseball team. Not just the pitching, which we'll talk about, but the lineup as well. Mountcastle with 3-for-5 last night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you're right about the team. It's like this is the team you expected to see starting the season, actually. I thought, you know, they'd have a really good baseball team. I thought they'd be fighting with the Yankees for first place, not the Blue Jays. And now they look at, you know, the problem is, you know, it's so little, you know, too little, too late. Because, you know, they're 6-4 in the last 10. They're playing good baseball. This isn't just numbers on a page. You can tell. I mean, the pitching's been outstanding. You know, guys are hitting. You bring up these two guys who come up in the weekend call-ups. They're both contributing already. But Sio apparently called, you know, a good game. It's just, this is what you expected. So, it's 6-4 in the last 10, but they've got a, you know, I don't know, tiny chance of making the playoffs. You know, it's statistically not possible. They'll still say it's possible, but it's not.
It's not.
They give you when they give you the percentages, it's like, you know, you look at like the Tigers or somebody like, the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, 99.2%.
Orioles, can we say it's
0.2%.
So, can we say it's possible but not probable?
It's mathematically possible at 0.2%.
Now
it's like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether this was said as part of the recorded interview, but I know it wasn't said as a secret that I can't say. But you said Basayo called a good game last night. And I know for a while we had asked whether or not the game is called from the dugout or mm-hmm. from the catch. We've been asking that question. And Marcelino was asked about that yesterday, and he said, I don't like calling the game from the dugout. There's something to be said about a catcher being in control of the game.
Absolutely.
So that answered that question. Mm-hmm. The game, for the most part, for the Orioles, is called on the field by the catcher. So when we give credit to the catcher, then we are giving the proper credit. Samuel Basayo called an incredible game last night for Trevor Rogers.
He did, and Rogers gave him credit, man. He actually spoke up and gave him credit. Said, you know, first time behind the plate up here, and he did a great job calling the game. So, yeah. And, you know, he did, and he was 2-for-5. So he stepped right in. It's a nice
two more RBIs.
Yep. Beavers had two hits. It's kind of exciting to watch these guys. You know, they just step up and not have that. I mean, it may happen sometime soon where they have that slump and everybody's like, oh, they're not ready, but they're ready. It's just nice to see them step right in.
There's so many stats that come my way. I think I read this yesterday. He's the first Oriole to debut in his first two games with multiple RBIs in both games.
Is he really?
Yes. Not a lot in baseball history. He's the first Oriole to do it. I'm pretty sure I read that last night. So, you know, multiple RBI. Not one, but yeah. Multiple. He had two of them on Sunday and two last night. He does not look like he just got here.
No, not at all.
Behind the plate.
No.
At the plate. The way he carries himself in the dugout, he just does not look like he just got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny, you know, see the dugout and clubhouse are places you can see if a guy's really comfortable already. Because, you know, when it's game time, they'll maybe lock in. But when they're, you know, your first 2 days around major leaguers, it may be a little intimidating. Apparently not for him, though.
Remember, I don't know if you remember, 2 weeks ago, may have been 2 weeks ago, I said Luis Vasquez may not ever play, but he always looks ready in the dugout. Remember that comment?
Yes, yeah.
Well, last night was an example of, yeah, that dude's always ready. Because when Westberg went down, he went into third base, and he was just ready. I love the way he knows who he is and knows who he's not. And he made a play down the third base line where he knew he wasn't getting that ball to first base on the fly. And if you try to go it on the fly, the runner's going to be safe. So he just threw it and spiked it right in the dirt. Perfect hop, waist high to Mountcastle. He just always struck me. And it was never tested until last night. When I look at him in the dugout, I see, man, this dude's always ready. I don't care what if they ask him to pinch hit, he's going to be ready. Pinch run, he's going to be ready. Regardless, he is going to be ready. He made a mistake a couple of days ago on a base pass, got picked off in a double play on a ball, line drive hit, or infield drawn in. But he's just, for the most part, it looks like a guy that's always ready.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what you want, because it says a lot about the their composure, their mental approach to the game, because you know how much, I mean, all sports, particularly, but baseball, maybe more than some, the mental game is such a big part of it, because you could have all the skills in the world. If you're not ready, or you need time to be able to get back in your groove, you can't be relied on when people need you. So,
410-583-1057 is the number. Is there one thing that stands out to you about this team right now that impresses you more than it did maybe a month ago?
Yeah, the pitching staff. It's been amazing. Trevor Rogers has been like you found a pot of gold somewhere. Dean Kramer is, you know, pitching over 100 innings and wants to pitch more. he wants to pitch 120. I just think the pitching is just so vastly improved that it's very, very encouraging to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the pitching has been vastly improved.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I look at, not only we talked about the starters, but I think Dietrich Enns, what he's added to the bullpen, that guy's filthy. I don't know what the problem was wherever he was before, but he's filthy. I know he gave up a run last night, back-to-back outings, but I like what he brings to the table. And I think if he gets a full offseason with this Baltimore Orioles team and works on some things, I think he can be a bullpen piece for the Birds moving forward.
He's just got such a weird career.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he's been with four teams, and he's been up and down. So, but in the majors, you know, he makes an appearance with the Twins, and then with the Rays, then with the Tigers, now with the Orioles, and you know, that's over a span of 8 years. It's not like a little stop in each place. So,
you know, what's crazy about it? He still has his rookie status.
He's 34.
He still has his rookie status, though. That's the crazy thing about it. I'm not saying he is your high impact guy, whatever they call it, but I'm just saying he could be a piece for you moving forward in your bullpen. I don't think they're going to just kick the tires. They traded for him. When you don't trade for a bullpen piece down the stretch, you traded for two reasons. You needed to get to the playoffs, and they weren't doing that. Or you're investing in them. I think it's more of that. You know, they what the Phillies did, you know, and what some other playoff teams did, they got bullpen pieces with expiring contracts and things of that nature. That's fine. We did it a couple of years ago. But when you get a bullpen piece and you're not going down a stretch, that's more of an investment, in my opinion. I think that's what he is. I would be interested to see what Dietrich Enns is going to do with the Orioles moving forward. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this Taco Tuesday. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Ed in Baltimore. I'm in Boston, Massachusetts as we get ready for some Orioles baseball tonight. Second game of that two-game series. Are you worried about Zaire Alexander yet? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But there may be a Baltimore Oriole that you're worried about. His name is Jordan Westberg. His injuries, for the most part, Ed, do we agree, have been hustle injuries?
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Yeah. So I said it a couple of weeks ago. At one point in his career, Bryce Harper learned to dial it back because he was on the shelf often because of those hustle injuries. So is it time for us to say maybe Jordan Westberg needs to dial it back? And you look at last night's play and how he got injured. We'll take a look up next and also want to hear from you on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.